Help a parent understand what a Tokyo Gas Group internship can teach, how city gas and LPG work, and how to judge the future of an energy company. Warm up. If your child got an internship offer, what would you want to know first? When you hear gas company, what kind of work do you imagine? What energy services do you use every day without thinking about them? Would you feel more interested in big city infrastructure work or local community service work? When a child gets an internship offer, a parent may feel proud and worried at the same time. The child is starting to enter the real working world, but the parent may ask, "Is this a good company? Will my child learn something useful? Is this industry safe for the future?" These are responsible questions. But the best question is not only, "Is Tokyo Gas famous?" A better question is, "What exactly will my child see, learn, and practice during this internship?" A famous company name can be useful, but a clear learning experience matters more. Tokyo Gas can mean several things. It can mean Tokyo Gas Co. Liprik, the main company. It can also mean Tokyo Gas Network, which manages the city gas pipeline business in the Tokyo area. It can mean a sales or customer service company connected to Tokyo Gas. If the internship is in Yamanashi, it may be connected to Tokyo Gas Yamanashi, a regional company that works with city gas and propane gas. The exact company matters because the daily work can be very different. For example, one intern might visit an office and learn about planning, customer data, and sales proposals. Another intern might observe engineers who manage energy equipment. Another might see local service work, safety checks, customer visits, or LPG delivery. All of these can be inside the wider energy business, but they teach different skills. This is why the first research step is simple. Write down the exact company name, location, department, and internship program title. Then check the official website of that exact company. A corporate group is like a family. People may share the same family name, but each person has a different job. At first, a gas company sounds simple. People may think it sells gas, but a modern energy company can do much more. It may supply city gas, sell electricity, support kitchen and hot water equipment, inspect safety, repair equipment, give energy-saving advice, and help companies design better energy systems. Tokyo Gas Network is a good example of infrastructure work. It says it supplies city gas through a very long pipeline network in the Tokyo metropolitan area, including Tokyo and six surrounding prefectures. It also monitors supply and demand all day and all night, maintains pipes and equipment, prepares for earthquakes, and responds to gas leak reports. This is not just selling fuel, it is keeping a daily life system safe. Other Tokyo Gas Group companies show different sides of the same idea. Tokyo Gas Engineering Solutions works with gas, electricity, on-site energy services, district heating and cooling, and energy-related facilities. Tokyo Gas Yamanashi describes itself as a regional energy company that supplies city gas and propane gas. So, energy company is a better phrase because the work connects fuel, safety, equipment, customers, and future energy. City gas and LPG are both useful, but they reach customers in different ways. City gas usually moves through underground pipelines. This works well in dense areas because many homes, restaurants, hotels, offices, factories, and public buildings can connect to the same network. Because city gas is a network, reliability is very important. Employees must think about pipe maintenance, meter information, supply control, construction, emergency response, and safety inspections. A city gas intern may learn that many important systems are almost invisible until something stops working. LPG, or propane gas, is usually delivered in cylinders or tanks. It is useful where underground pipelines are difficult, expensive, or not practical. In a regional area such as Yamanashi, geography matters. Mountain areas, spread out homes, farms, inns, small restaurants, and local factories may need a different service model from central Tokyo. Neither system is automatically better, they solve different problems. City gas teaches scale and network reliability. LPG teaches flexibility and local service. For an internship, both can be valuable if the student learns how energy reaches real people. An intern will probably not do dangerous technical work alone. That is normal and safe. A good internship is not about giving a student full responsibility too early. It is about helping the student observe real work carefully and ask better questions. The intern may join company briefings, shadow employees, visit a facility, listen to engineers, observe customer service work, learn safety rules, join a group task, or make a short final presentation. In a customer-related department, the intern may see how employees listen and explain solutions. In a technical department, the intern may see equipment checks and procedures. In a planning department, the intern may see schedules, records, training systems, and future plans. This is useful because work is not only one visible action. A safe customer visit depends on training, scheduling, tools, records, communication, and emergency rules. A sales proposal may depend on listening carefully to what a restaurant, hotel, factory, or family really needs. So the student should not judge the internship only by whether it looks exciting. Some of the most valuable lessons may look quiet. How adults prepare, check, communicate, and take responsibility. Energy companies must think about safety every day. Gas is useful, but it must be handled carefully. A mistake can affect a home, a restaurant, a factory, or many people in one area. That is why energy work needs rules, training, checklists, calm explanations, and quick response when something seems wrong. For a young person, this can be one of the best lessons from the internship. Safety thinking means noticing risks early, following procedures, checking small details, and understanding that probably okay is not good enough in some jobs. This mindset is useful in engineering, construction, logistics, healthcare, food service, public service, and management. Customer trust is part of safety too. If a worker visits a home or business, the customer needs to feel safe. A good worker explains what they are doing in simple language. If there is a problem, the worker does not panic. They tell the customer what will happen next. This kind of calm communication can help the student in almost any future career. So even if the student does not work in gas forever, the internship can teach transferable skills: safety thinking, careful observation, teamwork, customer communication, report writing, and respect for infrastructure. The father's biggest concern may be the future. This is fair. Japan and the world are trying to reduce carbon emissions. Traditional gas companies cannot depend on old fossil fuel business models forever. They must change because customers, governments, and society want cleaner energy. But this does not mean the internship is automatically weak. It means the student should research how the company is changing. Tokyo Gas Group talks about net zero CO2, renewable energy, hydrogen, carbon capture and storage, and e-methane. E-methane is synthetic methane made with hydrogen and CO2. The idea is to use existing gas infrastructure in a cleaner way, although cost, scale, and real emissions still matter. This future is both a risk and an opportunity. The risk is that old gas sales may shrink or face more pressure. The opportunity is that homes, hotels, factories, and cities will need help changing their energy systems. A strong future energy company may become less like a fuel seller and more like an energy problem solver. For the internship, the student should ask future-focused questions. How is the company preparing for decarbonization? What skills will young employees need? How are customer needs changing? These questions make the student look serious. A parent can support the child by asking good questions, not by deciding everything alone. A helpful parent says, "Let's understand this together." A controlling parent says, "I already know if this is good or bad." The child needs ownership. The parent and student can research in a practical order. First, confirm the exact company, location, and department. Second, read the official company and internship pages. Third, check what interns do each day. Fourth, ask about training, mentors, worksite visits, safety rules, young employee support, overtime, holidays, and final presentation tasks. There are also warning signs. Be careful if the company cannot explain the internship schedule, gives vague answers about training, hides basic work conditions, has repeated negative reviews with the same pattern, or seems uninterested in the future of energy. One bad review does not prove a company is bad, but repeated patterns are worth noticing. Good signs include clear internship details, structured training, helpful mentors, serious safety procedures, honest employee interviews, reasonable overtime culture, and future energy projects. A good company should show that it takes young people, customers, safety, and the future seriously. Question 1. Why can a parent feel both proud and worried about an internship offer? Answer 1. A parent can feel proud because the child is entering the working world, and worried because the parent wants to know if the company, training, and future are good. Discussion 1. If your child got this internship, what would you ask about first? Answer Help 1. I would ask about the exact company, the daily schedule, the department, or the training. Question 2. Why is it important to know the exact company and department? Answer 2. It is important because different group companies and departments can offer very different internship experiences. Discussion 2. What problem can happen if we research only the famous parent company? Answer Help 2. We may misunderstand the real work, the location, the training, or the future career path. Question 3. Why is energy company a better description than only gas company? Answer 3. It is better because the company may handle gas, electricity, equipment, safety, customer support, buildings, and future energy solutions. Discussion 3. Which energy service sounds most useful to learn about? Gas supply, safety checks, customer support, or future energy projects? Answer Help 3. I think compound sounds useful because. Question 4. How is city gas different from LPG? Answer 4. City gas usually moves through pipelines, while LPG is often delivered in cylinders or tanks for places where pipelines are difficult. Discussion 4. Which would teach an intern more, a big city gas network or a local LPG service route? Why? Answer Help 4. A city network may teach scale and systems. A local route may teach direct customer service and local responsibility. Question 5. Why can observation be valuable during an internship? Answer 5. Observation is valuable because the intern can see how real workers communicate, follow safety rules, solve problems, and take responsibility. Discussion 5. What workplace situation would you most want your child to observe? Answer Help 5. I would want my child to observe a customer visit, a safety check, a planning meeting, or an engineer's explanation. Question 6. What does safety thinking mean? Answer 6. Safety thinking means noticing risks early, following procedures, checking details, and understanding that small mistakes can become serious problems. Discussion 6. In what other jobs is safety thinking very important? Answer Help 6. It is important in construction, hospitals, driving, factories, restaurants, aviation, and public service. Question 7. Why is energy transition both a risk and an opportunity for gas companies? Answer 7. It is a risk because old fossil fuel business may shrink, but it is an opportunity because customers need help changing to cleaner energy systems. Discussion 7. Which future energy topic sounds most interesting to you? Solar, hydrogen, batteries, smart meters, or e-methane? Why? Answer Help 7. I am interested in because it may help with Question 8. What are 3 things a parent and student should check? Answer 8. They should check the exact company and department, the daily internship schedule, and the training or support for young workers. Discussion 8. How can a parent give advice without making the child feel pressured? Answer Help 8. A parent can ask questions, research together, listen to the child's opinion, and avoid deciding everything alone. Final speaking. After reading this article, does the internship sound more valuable than before? Why or why not? The final question is not only, is Tokyo Gas famous, or is gas safe forever? A better final question is, will this internship help my child understand real work, energy systems, safety, customers, teamwork, and the future? If the answer is yes, the internship may be valuable, even if the energy industry changes later. An internship is not a final life decision. It is a learning window. The student can use it to see how adults work, how infrastructure supports society, how safety rules protect people, and how older industries try to change. That experience can help in many later fields.